And Kathy Dawes now, along with Flint Hills Christian School Administrator Tim McDonald and Manhattan Catholic Schools Administrator and Principal Scott Holzhoff. Appreciate both of them stopping by. And both of them are all excited about Grow Green. I guess you're taking part in that. We'll let Scott lead off.
Yes, don't forget to come downtown for Grow Green. It's at the Colony Square on April 21st from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Great way to give to your school or organization, but we want to make sure our families know that Manhattan Catholic School is part of Grow Green and to go down there and donate money to help our schools out.
So, Tim, are you part of that too?
We are part of that as well, yes.
So, got a little rivalry going here?
Well, we've got maybe a little bit different clients, but we want to encourage everybody to be a part of the Grow Green Match Day, and we do appreciate Greater Manhattan Community Foundation and the local sponsor that provides that match. I think it's Mr. Phil Howe, and they do just a great job. It's really, it keeps growing every year. Mm-hmm. So, all of our organizations benefit greatly from it, and we do appreciate our people that support us, and it's a great way to build our endowments, which keeps on giving year after year after year.
A lot of worthy groups to take part in that, and I'm sure you'll have representatives there, and you might remind us, and you already kind of gave the when and the where, but you'll have representatives there, both of you will, I presume.
Yeah, off and on during the day, and it is, as Scott said, it's at Colony Square there, and it'll start at 7 in the morning, go to 7 at night, I believe, right there on site, but people can also go online, and they can donate online, and they don't have to come down. It's always great to see them come down, be there amidst all the activity and all the excitement that goes on. And it's, the first year that they had it, it was amazing to see people almost lined up at the door at 7 o'clock coming in to give to organizations. That was great.
Kind of a feel good feeling. And any particular goal or thoughts that way, Scott, or just whatever ends up happening?
No, we just want to increase the money we have in our endowment as well. We got to protect our school for the future. I mean, it's sustainability, and it's very important that we have our focus on that in the future.
And, of course, funding is important to keep you all going, and you have to do it in many different ways and kind of creative ways, I guess we could say. But, Scott, you mentioned you have a couple of other fundraisers coming up, too, for Manhattan Catholic Schools.
Sure. Same day as Grow Green, we have our hog roast, and it's going to be at the Wareham this year. It's on April 21st. It starts at 6 at the Wareham Theater. Tickets are $50 a piece. You can buy a table for cheaper. You can go online at Manhattan Catholic Schools website and look at the information, or you can call a school to get tickets. It will be last year's hog roast was fantastic. We raised quite a bit of money, and the music, we have live entertainment, and just a good to get with all of our families and our supporters in a social gathering and mingle with them. And it's just a fantastic event. And we invite anybody that has any connection with Manhattan Catholic Schools to call and come join us.
And I think your golf tournament, too, is pretty popular.
It is. It's June 12th this year. We are going to be at Colbert Hills Golf Course. We have a four-person scramble format, and the shotgun start at 12:30. It's $600 per team or $150 a person. Contact Lorraine Malone Willick at 785-565-5050 if you want to get a team together. Lunch, green fees, golf cart, range balls, dinner, and prizes are all included in that.
And I know it's not too early, probably, to start planning for that.
No, it isn't. We've got five or six teams already, but I think last year we had 21 teams. But we're getting started, getting information out, and so it's getting planned. It'll be a good time, and always is every year. So it's time to start thinking about June 12th.
Tim, I'm sure you have some other things planned that way too, fundraising and
every spring we have what we call Green Walk. It's we get kids send out letters, get sponsors, and then on May 5th we will be having our celebration. Many of our kids will start walking from the Kansas River Bridge all the way down to City Park, about 4 miles. Younger kids walk around the City Park, and then we, you know, we have lunch with a bunch of activities that are associated with that, just kind of celebrating, yeah, at that particular point in time. We're actually be coming back to school, and our kids will have an interesting aspect this year. They get their Green Walk packets turned in and everything done, and then they get a shot at dunking me. We'll have a dunk tank there. So praying for warm weather early May, good hot sunshiny day. So when I go down into that water, I don't think we're going to be able to get it too warm. So we're looking for a fun time, though.
You were a little hesitant when you were talking about that. It does sound like great fun, though, and I'm sure the kids get just a whole lot of fun in doing that.
It's amazing how much they like to do things to the principal. You know, over years, I've in other places, I've sat on the roof of a building for a day. I've sat under a commode tank that had water running into it, fresh water, thankfully. If they hit the target, they got to flush the principal. So, yeah, the kids always think it's fun to do something like that. And I may be a little hesitant, but no, I join into those things pretty willingly to motivate the kids.
Certainly, Scott. Manhattan Catholic Schools doesn't make you do anything like that, do they?
Yes. I was an ice cream sundae one May field day. It was quite sticky. But it's always fun.
Oh, it is. And the kids just love it when they know you're human beings and not just administrators. So that's fun to hear. And yours is actually kind of a physical fitness type, you know, of what you do with the walk. When did that start? Has that been kind of a tradition?
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure exactly. Yeah, I think we've been doing it 15, 16 years, something like that. So it's been quite a while. And, we get out to kids walk, a lot of activities involved in that, a lot of fun time, and a little bit of a different day out of school, but contributing to a good cause.
Well, it's hard to believe it's already April. I really don't know where the year has gone. And both of you say you're involved with testing right now. So, Scott, what are your kiddos doing right now?
We're right in the middle of Kansas State assessments, and so it doesn't seem to be any problems. Kids seem to be ready and doing a very good job. We're also going to complete our MAP testing, our third progress monitoring test at the end of the year in a couple weeks, and then an ACRE test, which is a standardized religious education test for 5th and 8th graders. That comes up. We usually do that the first week of May. So it's a lot of end-of-the-year testing.
How about you, Tim?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, our kids are just finishing up this morning with the Terranova 3 achievement tests. They've been doing that for the last 3 days, and we'll have the results of those back early May. Now, we also had a bunch of homeschool kids that came in and joined with our regular students, so it's a good opportunity for testing. Yeah, and it's April, busy time, but it's a necessary thing to see how our kids are progressing.
And I'm sure the usual telling parents to be sure they get plenty of rest and eat right and
bring a healthy snack instead of all the stuff that they normally bring or whatever, yes.
Have that brain working right. Scott, I'm sure the same way with you.
Sure. Water and a healthy snack is always important. Got to get them going.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and take a break. It is now about 9:43, but again, we have with us today Manhattan Catholic Schools Administrator Scott Holzhoff and also Flint Hills Christian School Administrator Tim McDonald, 537-1350. If you want to join in on the discussion today, and you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
Ready, set, mow! News Radio K-Man and CanEquip want to put you on a new Kubota zero-turn mower this spring. Stop in all week long at CanEquip on Highway 24.